Yeah, it was great fun. I think that's been the message, really, is to go out there and enjoy it as much as we can. But I was looking forward to opening with Hosey this year, and just to get out there and get going, it's been great fun.
Opening with Hose, has that made it slightly different for you? Because it seems to me that you were able to play within a little bit early on, and then it was when Adam got out that you really began to get going.
I think it does free me up having two guys going at the top, especially in, I think it's no secret in terms of matchups, lots of guys bowling spin up top at me, and that's a super strength for Hosey. So it means I can almost just go over to you, Adam. It's your turn. I'll have a crack at some of the guys. There's lots of talk up of matchups in T20, isn't there? So basically, the ones that guys want to bowl at me is the perfect one for Hosey. We've played all the second team T20 warm ups together, so it was just great to get to bats with him, really.
Big for you to do well this season, isn't it? Have you felt a little bit of pressure?
Yeah, of course. I think anyone in my position would be. I think I had the great season 2017, carried some form in 2018. I think I've had a quiet 2 years, and I could well have not been playing cricket this year. Could easily have not got an extension from that. There hadn't quite been the performances, so it's been quite nice to give an early indication of what I can do. I still think there's a lot more. I think I've left 100 out there today, but it's a nice start to the competition.
From a team point of view, I think it's the third highest score the Bears have scored. What was different from last night, do you think? Because you played some good shots last night, but didn't quite make it count. What was different this time?
I think that's just the nature of T20 cricket in terms of guys got out yesterday playing shots. So for example, I got caught on the rope playing a shot, the same shot I would have played today, but it just went over the rope. And I think it's the having to make peace with the volatile nature of not getting too high when you lose, because sometimes you are going to lose badly, but it just can turn around the next day. I think it's just the nature of the game, really.
How enjoyable was it watching Carlos Brathwaite's over when he got the 31?
Remarkable. Again, he played in some of the second team warm games, and he hit a couple of the biggest sixes I've ever seen in my life. It's an absolute missile when it goes to his bat. So having seen on him TV and then seen in person what he was capable of, it wasn't a surprise when the ball was absolutely flying. I was hopeful of the 36, but he got done by that bounce for the last ball of the over. So,
what's he been like having around the place?
He's been great. He's been a real calming influence. And actually, when we were in the hotel last night, he came up to me and he said stop. He said, "You're in good form. Stop trying to knock it around. Just go out and whack it." And I said, "That's probably exactly what I need to hear." After I think that was the same message from coach to everyone. Is it just one score yesterday? But Carlos, just that quiet word to me, he said, "You're in good form, mate. I've been watching your bat. Just go and whack it. Keep going." So he's been great to have around.
Brilliant. And finally, for me, obviously, you don't get too much of a break before you play Derby. So they've scored some runs today as well. So that will be a good test.
Yeah, I think every game is a good test. And I think something like we've got seven games in 10 days. So it's one of those, if you can get yourself on a roll, you make great headway into making it to those quarterfinals. So everyone's looking forward to feet up tomorrow and then going in Derby.